Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
And good afternoon, everybody. It is a Friday. Go ahead and smile about that. Chris Bryant, Austin Price in Pensacola Right Now. Thank you so much for having us on today. Coming up, you know, Veterans Day, Austin, is going to be on Monday, of course.
Yes.
I'm going to give you 8 ways to do something special for a veteran. I'll do it this hour for you, sometime this hour. We'll be talking about really great ways. And if you happen to miss it, I just wrote the story and put it up on the webpage, News Radio 92.3, so you can read all about it. But coming up this hour, I'm going to tell you 8 ways to do something special for a vet. Good ideas for you.
Yes, and that's a good way to start the show this afternoon on a wholesome note, because unfortunately some of our top stories today have been the exact opposite, starting with President Biden. He's having to speak out against the attacks on Israeli soccer fans in Amsterdam. He wrote in a statement shared on X, quote, "The anti-Semitic attacks on Israeli soccer fans are despicable and echo dark moments in history when Jews were persecuted." Biden said he's in talks with Israeli and Dutch officials about the incident and praised authorities in Amsterdam for holding the perpetrators accountable.
Okay, big activities going down on Main Street right there across from City Hall. Well, almost across from City Hall. The city of Pensacola celebrated the grand opening of the Bruce Beach Revitalization Project this afternoon on West Main Street. That, you know, if you remember, this event had been postponed recently due to a spike in water bacteria levels. Those levels came down, the event came on, and a lot of smiling faces over there.
Yes, and we've got the U.S. Department of House and Urban Development kind of sticking its fingers into a Pensacola crisis. Pensacola property manager has been charged with discrimination by the HUD. The charges were announced yesterday as the man has reportedly failed to accommodate various supports for a tenant's physical disability. The department says Jonathan Faircloth, the manager of a property held by Rhine Incorporated, violated the Fair Housing Act by attempting to evict a woman for having unauthorized people and pets in the home. But she says that her son was a live-in caregiver and the dog was an emotional support animal. The HUD says that Faircloth knew the woman had requested accommodations for her disability.
Okay, I got to tell you that if you're an investor maybe in the markets right now, you're going through probably emotions like a roller coaster, up and down. You know, the president-elect Trump coming in, things are in the way. Let me kind of help explain it to you. Stocks end up today with the markets closing to their best week of the year. Fox's Hillary Barsky has more on the trending story.
The major averages finishing higher and at record closes. Both the Dow and S&P 500 delivered their best weekly performance of the year. Among the S&P 500 sectors, tech was the worst performer, while energy gained. And shares of NVIDIA fell 1% after notching a record close on Thursday and making it the first company in history to reach a market capitalization of $3.6 trillion. Today, NVIDIA, along with paintmaker Sherwin-Williams, joined the Dow. The Dow winners today, Goldman Sachs, Salesforce and United Health Group, the Dow decliners, Caterpillar, Amazon, and Microsoft. The Dow up 260 points, S&P 500 higher by 22, NASDAQ up 17. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
All righty, 4:15 on the nose here. Thank you, Hillary. Perfectly timed. For our first quick check of the roads and weather this afternoon. Just traffic and weather updates brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Looking at the roads here, it seems like we just have issues in some of our usual spots. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile and Blue Angel Parkway traveling southbound towards Highway 98. Other areas include Gulf Breeze Parkway and I-10 actually has some issues if you're traveling eastbound towards Blackwater River. Those are going to reach for a little bit. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 79 degrees. Pretty fair skies out there, not too bad. High surf advisory in effect tonight. Your low is going to be 72. And as for the weekend, got highs at around 78 to 80 and lows in the low 70s. But on Sunday, while Saturday's supposed to be clear, Sunday is going to have a slight chance of rain of about 30% throughout the day.
Okay, 4:16, News Radio 92.3. I got to tell you about this because there's just to spell a lot of rumors and myths about, oh, where is that storm going? Raphael, let me just put it to bed here. Raphael is currently 225 miles northeast of Progreso, Mexico, tracking west, 9 miles per hour, wind speeds 120, making it a pretty powerful Cat 3 storm. The National Hurricane Center, folks telling me earlier today, the storm is weakening and will begin to really show a lot of wind shear effects throughout the weekend. Current model shows the system losing most tropical characteristics by the beginning to the middle part of next week as it makes a more southern turn into Mexico. By the way, just a reminder for you, the system will not affect the U.S. coastline.
All right, and that Bruce Beach Park opening isn't the only opening going on. UWF cut the ribbon on their newest facility yesterday. It's the Sandy Sansing Sports Medicine Center. It's going to provide care and extra space for the hundreds of athletes on campus, including physical therapy and other athletic treatments such as space to warm up before and cool down after practices. The $6 million facility is an expansion to the Darryl Gooden Center, and the university partnered with the Andrews Institute and Baptist Healthcare to create the state-of-the-art sports medicine center.
You know, good for them. Yeah, it really is, and you know, it only seems like it was yesterday when we were out there at that facility breaking ground.
Yeah.
And I think about that. I'm like, oh, my gosh. It's already been a year since that was last done. Good for UWF. That's a beauty for a facility. I know they got a lot of new taping rooms out there. They got a lot of therapy rooms, offices, space. And they needed it. They were on top of each other for years. UWF, they got the state-of-the-art equipment. Martha Saunders, really very proud of that facility, saying, you know what? The university deserves it because we've got a great sports program out here.
Yeah, especially athletically. The university has really grown like a weed. And I'm honored to say that I was a part of that. I was a part of seeing that develop in my couple years at the university.
Good for you.
Yeah, look at me. How about that?
Well, you should be proud. That's a great school.
And you're donning your colors as well, your LSU stuff. We'll touch on that in about 20 minutes. But you've got a big game this weekend.
Yes, we do. Okay, three suspects have been charged by the Justice Department. This is in an alleged plot to kill President-elect Trump. One of them, by the way, on the loose, Fox's David Spunt has more details from Washington.
The man they are looking for on the run right now, a 51-year-old who is allegedly working directly with the Iranian regime on a plan to kill the president-elect. His name is Farhad Shakiri, and authorities believe that he's in Iran. According to a criminal complaint, Shakiri demanded large sums of money for working on this plot to kill Trump. As stated in the criminal complaint, Shakiri indicated to an IRGC official that this would cost a huge amount of money. In response, the official said, quote, "We have already spent a lot of money, so the money's not an issue."
Okay, I like it when they say that's very firm. Not an issue, 418. News Radio 92.3. I'm going to tell you about a tax collector's office closing. Don't get upset. It's actually, I should have rephrased it. There's a tax collector's office relocating. Sounds much softer, doesn't it?
Yes.
Okay, less than a week to go here. Our news partner, WEAR-TV3, has more on this trending story.
A tax collector's office in Escambia County is closing. The Marcus Point office on W Street will be open until noon next Thursday. They're moving to a new location on Palafox Street in Brent. The new facility will open on November 19th. Officials say the building offers enhancements that will improve the customer experience.
There you go. A lot of good positive things coming down today.
Absolutely. Just about 4:20 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, a California man accused of trying to breach the security at President-elect Donald Trump's South Florida estate. Got details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Don't miss the happenings, events, and moments at this year's Foo Foo Fest, continuing in downtown Pensacola through next Monday. See foofoofest.org for the schedule and more info. The Pensacola Bay Center is hosting public ice skating sessions from now through April, typically after weekend ice flyer games. Get tickets early. See PensacolaBayCenter.com. Submit your event at newsradio923.com.
It's weed, not alcohol. It just relaxes me. I'm a better driver when I'm high. I do it all the time, no problem.
THC reduces your reaction time by half a second, impacting your attention, coordination, and lane tracking. A delay of just half a second can be the difference between life and death. Stay alert, stay alive. Don't drive high.
This message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Transportation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line. Every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio Team, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, this is Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price, and I couldn't wait for the post to get there. It was like 30 seconds on down the line. I love that song, but I yeah. Said, I just can't hang on there.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, some of the lyrics are kind of crude anyway. We need to cut that one off.
Okay, listen, impressive numbers to pass along to you on this Friday afternoon. The 2024 Pensacan event posted positive results for the fight against hunger. Now the organization raised the equivalent, raised the equivalent of approximately 14,500 meals to support the hungry in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. Since 2009, Pensacan has provided over 91,000 meals to those in need. I know when I was in New Orleans, I used to deliver meals to AIDS patients.
Really?
I did the morning show over there. And then when I got off the air, like at 9 o'clock or so, I had an Odyssey van. As you remember, my children were smaller, and most parents have minivans or whatever.
Yeah, my mom did.
So I had an Odyssey van, and I used to drive around through the neighborhoods into some project areas, the Iberville Project, for one, I can remember, and people would say, I can't believe you're going in there. Nothing ever happened to me because those people knew I was doing something for people that needed help.
Yeah.
And so good for this organization, Pensacan. That's some really super numbers that they generated since 2009. Now, let me kind of shift gears on you. We've heard all of the unrest, the political unrest, the protest at Columbia University, NYU in New York City. Now it's kind of moved westward. Chicago's going through it. Two Jewish students were attacked on campus at DePaul University in Chicago. Fox's Mike Tobin. And he was there, and he has more for us.
The Chicago Jewish Alliance says they regularly took up positions on the campus at DePaul to host open conversations about Israel and the controversy surrounding Israel. Video released by the Alliance shows the sudden nature of the attack. Police say they were punched and knocked to the ground, subject to anti-Semitic comments. The Chicago Jewish Alliance says the attacks like this are becoming more common.
We as a society have framed Jews and Israelis as oppressors, and it has created a permission structure for violence against Jews.
The DePaul University president put out a statement reading in part, "We are outraged that this occurred on our campus. It is completely unacceptable and a violation of DePaul's values to uphold and care for the dignity of every individual."
Alrighty.
It's just a mess.
Yeah, I know it is. And it is. It's terrible with all this stuff going on that directly doesn't have too much to do with
energy.
Us.
Just total wasted energy.
Yes. Just a little bit past 4:25 here. Here's energy that won't be wasted. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, you can visit watsonfirm.com. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, do have some backup still on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, and Blue Angel Parkway, traveling southbound towards Highway 98. And then it's just the usual spots. We do have some issues on I-10, though, that are kind of standing out. If you're traveling eastbound, just passing over Avalon Boulevard, heading in the direction of Blackwater River. As for the weather, it is 79 degrees, low of 72 tonight. Tomorrow, it's going to be high of 80, low of 72. And Sunday will be similar, but on Sunday, look out for those 20 to 30% chances of showers.
Geographically placed, probably pretty much prominent north of the 10 freeway, south of the 10 freeway. Maybe you might hear crickets on that one. But yeah, always. And as you saw, I showed you my briefcase. I always carry my little umbrella in there.
Yep, you never know.
Never can tell around here. And I love the fact that you mentioned the Watson Law Firm. I love their outdoor board on Fairfield. If you're heading west on Fairfield, when you come over the viaduct there, the little overpass,
yeah,
it's off to the right. It's the one where he's got his body. It's like his body out there. It's so cool. Anyway, and he's a real nice guy, too. I had a chance to actually meet him one day. Businesses are reacting to President-elect Donald Trump's electoral victory on Tuesday. Now bracing for the impact of those tariffs he's been talking about. Some business is a little shaky here. Fox's Edward Lawrence has more from the White House.
Companies are starting to react now to the tariffs that are being proposed by President-elect Donald Trump. In fact, you take Steve Madden, for example. They're starting to accelerate the process of moving items away from China, that is, sourcing materials and production. Now, before the election, the company planned to move 10% of that away from China. After the election, it's now 40%. President-elect Trump vows to use tariffs to level the trade playing field. He did it against China, forcing the Chinese into a phase one trade deal, and supporters say he can do it again. Now, the president-elect vows that he will use tariffs against other countries also in order to get them to reduce tariffs on U.S. products.
All right, and speaking of Trump, mentioned this before the break, California man accused of trying to breach the security at his South Florida estate. Police say the 39-year-old L.A. resident, who is originally from China, has attempted to enter Mar-a-Lago several times because he wanted to speak with Trump. The most recent incident happened yesterday after officers say he tried to trespass at the Palm Beach property. A report shows the suspect had at least driven up to the Mar-a-Lago checkpoint at least four times before, and he appeared in court earlier today where he was given a $100,000 bond. Palm Beach County Police and the Secret Service have increased their security measures in the area since the first two assassination attempts on the former and future president.
You know, the only people that can get into Mar-a-Lago are the FBI agents and the Department of Justice.
The security officials,
I got a
political execs,
file boxes you got in there. Let me come on in. But it's 2 o'clock in the friggin' morning. Come on. You
know? Yeah, golly.
I mean, life is life. Let me check out the PNS for you this afternoon. You've got somebody coming in here. I do this as a convenience factor, just so you don't have to wait around for them. Really, the board's looking good. Let me just set that up for you. But there's a couple of flights in question. Coming up out of Denver tonight, Frontier 3930. Scheduled touchdown 6:32. It'll be closer to 7 for that flight, touching down at PNS. And then there's a flight coming up out of Houston Hobby. It's a Southwest flight, 2567. Wheels down, scheduled 9:35. It's going to be about an hour late. So if you're heading out to PNS, check with your carrier before driving out.
I'm Tom Graham. Israeli soccer fans were beaten and injured in violent clashes in Amsterdam overnight. Dutch authorities say the chaos broke out following a soccer match.
President Biden calls it despicable and says he appreciates the Dutch authorities' commitment to holding the perpetrators accountable. Now, multiple emergency flights were added from the Netherlands here to Israel to bring Israelis home.
Fox's Matt Finn in Tel Aviv. The Justice Department is searching for a would-be assassin following an alleged Iranian plot to kill President-elect Trump.
His name is Farhad Shakiri, and authorities believe he's in Iran right now. According to a criminal complaint unsealed today, Shakiri demanded large sums of money for working on this plot to kill the president-elect just a few months ago.
Fox's David Spunt in Washington. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robinson with Your Money Now. Toyota Motor sounding the alarm today that California-led electric vehicle mandates set to begin next year are impossible to meet. Experts speculate if the mandates are not changed, it will lead to less customer choice in several states. Current California requirements call for 35% of 2026 model year vehicles to be zero emission. On Wall Street, stocks finished the session higher today with the Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ all in record territory. The Dow gaining 259, the S&P up 22, and the NASDAQ gaining 17. Boeing CEO Kelly Ortberg says employees furloughed during their seven-week strike by factory workers would be compensated by the company for their lost wages. Boeing confirming its plans to move forward with cutting its global workforce by 10%. U.S. crude oil futures for December falling more than 2.5% today, residing above 70 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Zach Gelb of the Sports Minute. Through 10 games, Joe Burrow has 2,672 passing yards with 25 total touchdowns. Ja'Marr Chase has 981 receiving yards with 10 touchdowns. And Trey Hendrickson has 11 sacks. But the Bengals are somehow only 4-6, with their four wins being against the putrid Browns, Panthers, Giants, and Raiders, making Cincinnati the most disappointing team so far for the 2024 NFL season. I'm Zach Gelb.
O'Reilly Auto Parts is proud to offer a 10% military discount on many items. Get details at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, when it comes to getting life insurance for your family, a lot of excuses can get in the way. But ask yourself this. If something were to happen to me, who would pay the mortgage, the kids' education, and the other bills? Then forget the excuses and check out Ethos Life, the online, easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Ethos has rates that you can afford, like a $500,000 policy for a 40-year-old male starting at $1 a day or $30 a month with a few health questions and no medical exam. Get your free quote right now at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com. Not available in all states. Rates do vary.
Purchase new wiper blades from O'Reilly Auto Parts today and we'll install them for free. See better and drive safer with O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Pensacola. It's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Leavenrinke Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
DeFranco Gas is your local expert in all things gas. Local Tom DeFranco and Company has been installing and servicing your gas power business and home needs for over 38 years and is here to help make your gas life easier. Tankless water heaters, gas grills, gas fireplaces, gas heating systems, and DeFranco Gas gets your home and business storm ready with installation and servicing of whole generator systems. All things gas. DeFranco Gas, your local gas service provider. Member of the Better Business Bureau. DeFrancoGas.com.
DJU winds up looking for Ja'Kai down the field. He's got it. Touchdown. FSU.
Florida State travels to South Bend Saturday night to face the Notre Dame Fighting Irish in a classic college football matchup.
FSU takes on Notre Dame at 4:30 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Brought to you by Pensacola Hardware, All Season Service Network, A1 Auto Diesel Repair, DeFranco Gas, and Calvert's in the Heights.
September 2020,
The National Hurricane Center predicted Hurricane Sally would come ashore in Mississippi.
A northwestward motion is expected on Tuesday and Tuesday night.
But then Sally made a right turn and surprised us by coming ashore here with a destructive power we have not seen since Ivan 20 years ago. Which is why you should keep your radio on News Radio 92.3 for all the latest watches, warnings, and full team coverage should the storm make that unexpected change of course. News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 923, and I like that. I don't know what it is, but good stuff. Chris Bryan, Austin Price in Pensacola Right Now. Thank you so much for having us on. Might be leaving at the office about now. Maybe get in your car. Appreciate you giving us a ride home with you. We love being around with you, definitely. You know, we were talking about these games that are coming up. No one told me that wasn't. I thought today was your wear your college attire day to work. You know?
Well, it is for me.
Yeah, me too. Obviously.
It's not my alma mater.
Obviously, it is. Getting ready for the big, when we talk SEC football.
Yes.
Coming up this Saturday, of course. Alabama LSU. Wow, what a game this is going to be in Death Valley. Now, you've probably been keeping up with the news, at least I hope so. We are going, when I say we, LSU, is going to reintroduce the Tiger to the football field.
Yes.
Haven't done this in a long time.
Yeah,
and it's not Mike.
I was about to say, it's not even the regular mascot.
No, Mike's over in a $3 million enclosement. Have you ever been there? It's glass walls.
Oh, he's treated like royalty.
Believe me, I'm going to tell you. My alumni fees I pay dearly for. Let me tell you, I'm taking care of that cat. But we're getting another Tiger, and I'm not quite sure. Maybe you know. Do you know whose Tiger this is?
I've got the story here. It says it won't be the regular mascot,
right,
but a Bengal Tiger named Omar Bradley, for whatever reason.
I love it. I mean, what makes Omar so special to be able to go out? Is he more timid or...
It says LSU stopped bringing in live Tigers when Mike had been adopted in 2017.
Right, right.
But Governor Jeff Landry and State Surgeon General Ralph Abraham have lobbied to see a big cat return, and he's owned by a local insurance operator that specializes in exotic animals.
You know, I saw a Jeff on the LSU app earlier today talking about this. You know, Jeff's pretty darn proud about this cat, let me tell you.
You know who's not happy about it?
Probably the rest of the 108,000 people in the stadium.
Actually, PETA. They have called the move.
I bet.
They've called the move, quote, shameful and out of touch with today's respect for wild species.
Well, let me tell you something. I would like to invite those people to the sideline because they're going to be very surprised on how well that cat's treated.
Oh, they're always treated good. Ugga at Georgia, Ralphie at Colorado Boulder. They treat all of these animals great.
And you see the animals that you're mentioning, like, for instance, the Georgia Bulldog, you can actually pet those things, but don't put your hands in the cage with the LSU Tiger.
Yeah.
You may not come back with five fingers.
Not exactly comparable. Right.
Anyway, I just thought I'd throw that in there. It's going to be a game, and let me talk to you about it. Your take on that game.
I have LSU winning the game close. I think it's a close game, but the problem is Alabama, and I don't say this as a knock, it's just true. They have been egotistical at times, very undisciplined with their, whether it be their emotions kind of flaring at the end of the Vanderbilt game or all the penalties they had in the Tennessee game. And both of those games they lost. You can't have moments like those. And also, it's overlooking opponents that gets you losses like to Vanderbilt. Alabama beat Mizzou a couple weeks ago, and it was like, they're back, baby. Mizzou is not that good, and they were weakened heavily on the offensive side. So when you're at home and you shut them out, I'm not impressed. Now you go to LSU. LSU is doing better than Missouri. They are better than Missouri. They got better talent than Missouri, and you're going to the toughest place to play in America at night. You're not winning that.
Do you know how Coach O used to always end his conferences on television?
Go Tigers.
There you go. I think I just wanted to hear you say that.
Yes.
All right. Florida, Texas.
Oh, geez. Once again, I think Florida is getting too much hate this year, but I got to go with Texas to win that one by three possessions, I'll say.
Georgia, Ole Miss.
Ole Miss crumbles because that's just what the Rebels do. Give me Georgia.
You know, I like this game. South Carolina, Vandy.
Yeah, that's unironically going to be one of the best games of the year, and I can't believe I'm saying that. But I'll give it to Vandy because they're at home. But South Carolina's tricky.
Vandy play, and I mentioned this to you. If you ever have you've watched them this season, you know, they're going through that reconstruction rebuild at their stadium.
Yeah.
It looks like a construction site.
Who would have thought that this would be the year that they dominate?
Oh, my God. I was feeling bad for Doak Campbell and what was going on there. And then I looked and saw what was going on in Vandy. Man, it is a total reconstruction site in Nashville.
The reconstruction site at Doak, or the lack thereof, is the least of their concerns.
Okay, Mississippi State, Tennessee.
No question, Tennessee. I think they blow them out.
Okay, and you mentioned the Oklahoma-Missouri game. What do you think?
I'll take Mizzou to win that game. Because Oklahoma's 1-4 in SEC play. You beating Maine does not get you back in my good graces. Mizzou's at home. Maybe they've had some time to recuperate. I'll take Mizzou to win that.
Let me shift gears, but we'll stay in the SEC, and we're talking women's soccer, of course.
Yes.
But what a game that was. The Texas over Arkansas in the semis on Thursday, 2-1. What a game.
Yeah. Whew.
Finals, Sunday afternoon, 2 o'clock. Ashton Brosnahan, be there, be square.
I got to take South Carolina to win, though.
You know, it's a toss-up. These are both great teams.
I'll take South Carolina to win. I know I took Texas. That totally wasn't luck. It was all skill, all sports IQ that had me picking the Longhorns over the Razorbacks. But I'll take Mississippi or South Carolina to beat
tickets
the Longhorns.
Tickets still on sale for that game, by the way, if you want to
pick
it. And I encourage you to pick up, support this tournament. It's going to be around through the end of the decade. I think 2029 is the contract extension on that. Let me shift gears. Let's go to the Sun Belt Conference. The SBC Women's Soccer Championships in Foley tomorrow. Championship game features James Madison facing Texas State. They'll kick that one off at 7 p.m. in the Foley Sports Complex.
Yeah, man.
I like the SBC conference.
Yeah, no, I absolutely. I've been to some of the functions that they put on around here, and it is. It's one heck of a show. Let me ask you this, Chris, and be honest with me now.
Yeah, sure.
Because it's just you and me. Certainly, these mics are not significant. Have you ever called out to work for something sports related?
No.
Okay, well, this guy has. No. A man has been fired from his job.
That's why.
After calling out sick to attend the LA Dodgers championship celebration.
Oh, no.
He was given a letter of termination that stated he had been seen at the World Series parade. The now former employee is accusing his boss of being a Yankees fan, and that is at the root of the job action. The man posted his termination letter on Reddit, and the message has since gone viral. Dude, I don't think this is something to fire a guy over. And if the guy is a Yankees fan, that is questionable. I will say that. If you have proof that your boss who pulled the trigger on you is a Yankees fan, I know it sounds ridiculous, but I think that's something worth looking into.
I have a story just almost on the same line here. But I was on a job thing. I was in Chicago at Wrigley Field one day.
Really?
And Harry Carey used to do his seventh inning, take me out to the ballpark. He would hang out of the press box, and everybody would sing, okay? And there was a little lady behind the first baseline. By the way, I had tickets from this guy over at Fox Investments at the Chicago Board of Trade he had season tickets. So I was sitting right there along the first baseline, right behind the dugout. And there's this little old lady to the right of us. During the seventh inning, I noticed all of these cameras and TV people rushing over to this little lady. And I'm sitting right like next to her, okay? She obviously had been going to Chicago Cubbies games for like 100 years or something. You know what I mean? So during the set, they'd always show her when they were singing, you know, take me out to the ballpark. Just as this is coming on, right, my phone goes off. And I'm sitting in Wrigley Field in Chicago, and I pick up the phone and go, uh-oh. It's my mom saying, what are you doing in Chicago? She was watching the game on TV.
Come on. What do you think he's
doing? True story.
All righty. About 4:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Marine Max Pensacola, reminding you about their boat and yacht show happening Saturday, November 23rd at 1901 Cypress Street. That is 2 weeks from tomorrow. Alrighty, let's see here. Looking at the roads, our worst looking spot is going to be I-10. Traveling both east and westbound, between Avalon Boulevard and Blackwater River. We've got some pretty heavy congestion going both ways there. And if you're thinking, wow, that's a pretty far-reaching area, my point exactly. Yes, it is. Also got some issues on Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards the Tiger Point area. And then Highway 90, if you are traveling westbound, coming from downtown Milton and approaching Glover Lane, we've got some issues there as well. As for the weather, it is 79 degrees, low of 72 tonight. This weekend's going to have highs sitting at around 80, maybe just under, and lows into low 70s. But Sunday, going to have some rainfall, 20 to 30% chance of showers.
Well, don't push it too much. We got a big SEC game Sunday afternoon. I want to make sure we get that one in there.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, there is life outside of the college football and NFL and I guess sports disciplines like that. NASCAR. I like NASCAR. I do. I get a charge out of it. Now, I go back the Mike Martin days, you know, and Denny Hamlin and all those guys. But they're always adding things, making the races kind of more special. The latest additions to the NASCAR championship are out, and Fox's Bob Martelli has Fox in the Fast Lane.
Fox in the Fast Lane.
We now know the two drivers who will join Joey Logano and Tyler Reddick in Phoenix to race for the NASCAR Cup Series Championship this Sunday. One is defending champ Ryan Blaney. He won the Xfinity 500 in Martinsville to advance.
Ryan Blaney's not losing anything here in Martinsville. He wins and is going to Phoenix.
Courtesy NBC Sports, the last spot in the championship four came down to William Byron and Christopher Bell. Both drivers were tied at the end of the race. The tiebreaker went to Bell, but NASCAR ruled Byron would advance.
Christopher Bell will not be going to Phoenix. Safety violation, riding the wall. It's against the rules. William Byron has been confirmed as the fourth and final position.
Also courtesy NBC Sports. So Logano, Reddick, Blaney, and Byron will battle for the driving title Sunday in Phoenix. For Fox in the Fast Lane, I'm Bob Bortali, Fox News.
All righty. And also wanted to let you know, because we had hinted at this yesterday, Beyonce and Taylor Swift headlined the 2025 Grammy nominations. They're each up for Album of the Year. Beyonce received a total of 11 nominations to lead the field, while Swift raked up six. Meanwhile, breakout stars Chapel Roan and Sabrina Carpenter received nominations in each of the big four categories. That's Best New Artist and Album, Song and Record of the Year. Charlie XCX, Post Malone, Billie Eilish, and Kendrick Lamar all got seven nominations each. The 67th Grammy Awards will be held February 2nd, that's Groundhog's Day, in Los Angeles.
Did you ever see the movie Groundhog's Day?
Some.
Keep repeating everything.
I know the theme, because it's been replicated several times in film.
Okay. There's a lot of people unhappy in New York City today. Unfortunately, they don't speak English, so they don't know why they're really unhappy. But you know what's happened? NYC is ending its debit card program for migrants. Fox's Tanya J. Powers has more on the trending story.
The pilot program that gives prepaid debit cards to migrant families in New York City is being ended. Since late March, more than $3 million has been put on the cards, which were given to more than 2,600 asylum-seeking families living in city-funded hotels so they could buy food and baby supplies. No reason has been given for ending the program. Last year, Mayor Eric Adams' administration entered into a no-bid emergency contract with a financial tech company to run the program for 1 year. Since then, the city comptroller has revoked the mayor's ability to enter into emergency deals for migrant services, putting an open bidding process in place. In New York City, Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Coincidence, maybe, with the election?
That could have something to do with it, for sure.
Listen, I'm just saying that because there's so many conspiracy theories floating out there right now.
Yeah.
That was one of them.
No,
absolutely. Trump won the election.
Yeah, there's been a lot of fears.
That thing's been in the works for a while.
Well, and that's the thing. A majority of Americans expect the national debt to go up under Trump. That's according to a new Reuters/Ipsos survey after the election. It found that 62% said that his proposals will push the U.S. national debt higher, and about 1 in 3 Republicans said so. 94% of Democrats think Trump will bring the debt higher, so we see where they stand on that. Another survey from the Wall Street Journal shows that economists expect higher inflation and interest rates under Trump's agenda.
After hearing something like that, you can put a smile on your face knowing that those are those polls and those rings that were not effective in the presidential election.
Yeah.
So you can just take it and say, who gave you the crystal ball?
I think Andrew McKay even said, like, if there's a lesson to learn from this result that we got earlier this week, it's that you got to stop hanging on those polls.
I always say it, and I think if you've known me for a while, I always go to the sample base.
Yeah.
How many people, the geography, the demographics, the psychographics, where they live, blah, 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 income levels, all the things associated. But they don't. They ask them one question. Huh?
Yeah, oh, and think about it no more. Yeah.
So, okay. So may I classify that one under knuckleheads?
Sure.
We'll just move it over to that category. It's 4:50, 10 away from 5, News Radio 92.3. Staff from the Harris campaign are reacting to the vice president's huge loss. Fox's Peter Ducey reporting from the White House.
Axios has published new details about what Harris told staffers post-loss. Quote, during the call, Harris told staffers, yeah, this sucks. We all just speak the truth. Why don't we, right? There's also so much good that has come of this campaign. The report continues. The message didn't resonate with some Harris staffers. It was detached from the reality of what happened, one said. We are told the fate of democracy is at stake. And then the message was, we'll get them next time. President Biden is off to his beach house in Delaware later today. Vice President Harris remains here in Washington, D.C. We are told that all of her briefings and meetings are going to be closed to press. We have not been told when exactly she plans to return to the business of the vice presidency.
All righty, 4:51 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, we will put some of the finishing touches on hour number one for you, including someone who took the Christmas spirit in a way that I would find a little bit confusing. That's how I'd label it.
Uh-oh.
Got details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Boat lovers, the Marine Max Pensacola Boat and Yacht Show has been rescheduled for Saturday, November 23rd from 10 till 4. Marine Max will be showcasing the best brands in boating with exclusive boat show pricing and special incentives only at this event. Fuel your day with delicious chef-curated eats, complimentary beverages, local vendors, and live raffles from noon till 1. Mark your calendars. Don't miss the Marine Max Pensacola Boat and Yacht Show, Saturday, November 23rd. Marine Max, 1901 Cypress Street, Pensacola.
Join singer and dancer Fall In and guests Tuesday at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Fall In will talk about her journey as the creator and star of her Michael Jackson charity show, a thrilling tribute at the Sanger November 23rd. This year's Thriller performance will benefit Valerie's House, and tickets are available at the Sanger box office. Tune in and find out more on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, Chris Bryan and Austin Price, Friday afternoon. This is Pensacola Right Now. Thank you so much for having us on today. You were rambling about something coming up here
Yes.
Before we went to break.
Yes, I was. Apparently, well, first let me get a very quick check of the roads and weather. Don't worry, I'll keep it fast.
Take your time.
Still got some problems on I-10. Just east of Avalon Boulevard, that exit there, you are going to be very heavily backed up, traveling both east and westbound, and also traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards Tiger Point, giving us issues as well. And as for the weather, 79 degrees, low of 72 tonight. And this weekend, perhaps with some showers on Sunday, will be around the same. Now, This is what I was hinting at before break. Police say it wasn't gifts they found during a traffic stop in Utah, but drugs that was covered in Christmas wrapping paper.
Surprise.
Utah Highway Patrol troopers say that they pulled over a Dodge Charger traveling at over 110 miles per hour. A canine officer was brought to the scene, and the animal led officers to two safes wrapped like presents. The safes contained vacuum-sealed containers with various drugs and paraphernalia inside. Troopers arrested Klaus Alexander Gellender and Robert Earl Robinson for investigation of three counts of drug possession with intent to distribute and numerous other charges. Let me just say, these sound like criminals from like a 70s crime show. Robert Earl and Klaus.
There you go. Another drug bust to talk about.
The story writes itself.
Hey, I got to tell you this. My dad was a vet. My kid's a vet. I mean, we love vets around our house. And I'm not saying veterinarians. I'm talking about military veterans. I told you about this earlier now that I was going to tell you about it. These are some great ideas for you as we approach Veterans Day coming up on Monday. So here's eight ways to do something special for a veteran. And a perfect opportunity to honor people who help keep our country safe and free. It's also a good time to do something special for one of our local heroes. And here's the eight ways to thank a veteran. Okay, here's one. Fly the United States flag. Two, write a letter to thank veterans and active service personnel. Three, visit your relatives or neighbors who served. I like doing that. I like to stop in at my neighbors. They're very cool. Donate to veterans charities. Attend Veteran Day's events. Take a veteran out to eat. Visit a veteran at a VA facility. And while you're at it, take a veteran to a park, a beach, on the boat.
Yeah.
Hang out with them. Your time is more powerful than you really realize,
right?
To share with these great women and men of our armed forces. So when you see a vet, thank them for their service.
I was just about to say the same thing. Sometimes people may think, oh, well, I don't have the time or money to do some of those things or whatever, or I'm not in those situations a lot. That's fine. If you see someone wearing a veteran's hat, like saying they served in Vietnam, that's what I do. There's
Absolutely.
Been a couple times I thank somebody for their service if I'm holding the door open for them or whatever. It can be as simple as that.
Awesome. We're learning of one major company making moves to escape those tariffs. And a lot of ladies around the world, and there could be some men here, I'm not going to single them out.
Right.
But the brand, are you familiar with the Steve Madden brand, shoe brand? High-end shoes, very high-tech, very cool.
Maybe above my pay grade.
Very cool shoes.
All righty.
He says enough's enough with China. He's out of there. Fox's Lily Wu has the explanation.
The CEO of shoe company Steve Madden says it's moving production out of China, with the prospect of higher tariffs under President-elect Trump spurring the company to accelerate its plans to shift where its products are made. Specifically, it says it'll cut nearly half of its China production within the next year as it braces for tariffs under a second Trump administration. The company's executives saying on a post-earnings call they had already been working on the potential scenario that would lead it to move goods out of China more quickly and had been developing factory bases in other countries such as Cambodia, Vietnam, Mexico, and Brazil. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
I went down to a Steve Madden store in South Beach, Miami.
Really?
I went in to look. It's kind of like if you ever go into a Prada store,
yeah,
you're either going to have to go get a loan or just look. And I was in the the genre of just looking.
Yeah.
But the shoes were cool. Oh, absolutely incredible.
Yeah, it's the same thing with like Jordans. You know, I always sit here and I'm thinking, you know, I'll save up some money to get a pair of those. And it's like, I'm never going to do that. A bit too far above me.
No, but, you know, they're just, and that's what I like. And that's what I get so upset about. Like, women have a choice of a million shoes to choose from. Men have about four or five different styles.
Yeah.
We get the short end of the deal on this thing, let me tell you. But Steve Madden, what a name. So he's moving his operation out of China, but he's going to keep it in other, I don't want to say third world nations, but I'll say third world nations.
Right.
But shoes are great. Steve Madden's, like he said, put his foot down. He's had enough with the Chinese government.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.